Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Traditionally, Toys for Tots has been a Christmas time charity. In recent years, the program has evolved into a year-round force for good by distributing toys, games, and books to children in need throughout the year. Last year, during their 75th anniversary, the program distributed over 24 million toys to nearly 10 million less fortunate children and provided over 6.3 million books to children in need through their literacy program. Visit toysfortots.org to support their mission.
It's time again for Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars. Remember, you can find out more about the research, education, and outreach efforts at beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media, and our partners at Equity Cooperative Livestock Association. Happy to be a sponsor of Checkoff Chats. Remember, for your livestock marketing needs, go to equitycoop.com. Today, we want to recognize the inaugural group of Beef Leadership Institute members. The Beef Leadership Institute is something that was hosted by the Wisconsin Beef Council and the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. Members are from all across the state of Wisconsin and represent dairy and beef farmers that are all about the food service industry, the beef supply chain, and making sure that that message is conveyed. Now, today, we are going to visit with one of those members for the inaugural class, and she's joining us now. Rebecca Hilby is part of that inaugural class. Rebecca, tell us a little bit about your background. How did you become involved with the Beef Leadership Institute?
Hi, yeah. So I am actually kind of a semi-retired dairy farmer, I like to call myself. For the past 14 years, I was a dairy farmer, and I still have a small herd of cows that I'm working on slowly kind of phasing out. But with that, I kind of started to get into raising beef. We raise bottle calves on our farm, and we also do direct-to-consumer marketing. So that's kind of how I got my foot in the beef industry side of things. And now that I'm done at the dairy, we are focused a little bit more on raising beef, raising a little bit more. So we do mostly bottle calves and sell as feeder cattle. But like I said, we also do raise a few a year to do direct-to-market consumer.
Excellent.
Direct-to-consumer marketing, sorry.
And she's out in Hazel Green, if you kind of wondered about her geography. Tell me a little bit about that evolution to go from being the, you know, cow side of dairy production over to almost the consumer side of outreach. What have you learned? What has been your observations? And is this part of the reason why you're working with the Beef Leadership Institute?
It's been really great. I love working with cows, but I also, since I did not grow up on a farm, I've been involved in 4-H and all those things, and I've always had a soft spot for kind of connecting with consumers and just helping people learn where their food comes from. So this program is actually amazing for me because I've been sharing on social media for a really long time, but I'm pretty well versed in the dairy industry, not so much on the beef side of things. There's a lot that I have to learn yet. So being a part of this Beef Leadership Institute is going to really help me hone in my skills talking about the beef check off, not only that, and just kind of raising the beef and getting the good word out about getting more beef in our diets.
What have you learned about responsibilities on that Beef Leadership Institute, Becca? What are they planning for you folks? What intrigued you about wanting to apply? Give us a little sense on this Beef Leadership Institute since it's so brand new.
Yeah, so it's mostly about becoming a voice for the industry. I think that's like the best way to kind of describe it. We actually met at the beginning of April, and we were able to go to the UW-Madison Meat and Science Animal Lab building, and that was amazing just to see all the technology and all the work and research that they're doing at UW-Madison. We were also able to work with Chandler Mulvaney, I believe is his last name, and he works with the he's the director of the grassroots advocacy and spokesperson development. So he was able to come in on a national level and just help us with our not only social media skills, but public speaking skills and interviewing and working with the media, things like that, to just really help us come across as better voices for the industry.
Becca Hilby is visiting with us today on Check Off Chat. She and her husband own Hilby Family Farm, raise brown Swiss steers. So like she said, kind of a crossover, if you will, from full-on dairy now to dairy beef, learning more about the beef industry through the Beef Leadership Institute. Let's talk a little bit more about your experience with the Beef Checkoff and the Wisconsin Beef Council. Becca, you are no stranger, as you said, to social media, and you have been involved in bringing beef messages to the consuming public in the past. Explain that social media aspect that you were offered.
Of course, yeah. I have been sharing my story on social media for over 10 years now, mostly Instagram, a little bit on Facebook and YouTube. But a couple years ago, I was given the opportunity to kind of bring a dairy aspect over to the Wisconsin Beef Council Instagram page. I was able to take it over and bring my experience and my story to that. So that was really great. I was kind of able to share what we do on our farm and how we are direct to consumer marketing, and just share a little bit about our life and all the care that goes into raising those animals.
Now, when you go forward facing like that, farmer to consumer, nobody in between, tell people a little bit about that experience. It can be eye-opening for both the consumers and the producers, depending on the conversation, the exchange. What have you learned by just going that route on your relationship with your customers?
I think mostly that most people, we always hear about these like terror people on social media where you're just getting attacked constantly. But most people just want to know where their food comes from. They just want to know that it's coming from a good place and that farmers are doing everything that they can, not only be sustainable, but giving those animals a good life. And so that has been my biggest takeaway from that, is that people want to learn. They want to know where their food comes from. And we just have to take the time to tell them. A lot of people are obviously very far removed from farms, but that doesn't mean that they don't care about these kind of things. So being on social media and just sharing my story has really allowed me to kind of get the best of both worlds. I'm still able to, be on the farm every day and work hard to produce this meat, but I'm also able to connect with our consumers and give them a better feeling about who they're purchasing from.
Now, as part of that Beef Leadership Institute, like you mentioned, it's going to be about broader audiences, going out on public speaking events and things like that. Are you noticing any, I won't say tricks of the trade, but any tips that Chandler might have brought to you that kind of opened your eyes to a better way to communicate?
I think just knowing kind of how to convey your message and doing it confidently and being authentic. Being authentic, I think, is the biggest tip and takeaway that we could all kind of learn from, because at the end of the day, if someone's not going to trust you and they're not going to trust a farmer, then it's really hard to say anything with them believing you. So I think just having authenticity and sharing your story is really good. And then at the same time, sharing the good and the bad. You know, we want to portray that farming is all sunshine and rainbows, but at the end of the day, it's not. So I know I've connected with a lot of consumers by sharing the good and the bad, so that they know that, you know, even though, yes, we might have a bad day, we're going to pick right back up the next day and we're going to keep doing the best that we can.
Yeah, you bet. Becca Hilby's our guest today on Checkoff Chats. Again, she is one of the members of the inaugural class of the Beef Leadership Institute, hosted in part by the Wisconsin Beef Council and your Beef Checkoff dollars. She and her husband own Hilby Family Farms in Hazel Green and are raising brown Swiss steers. Like she said, she's going to be sharing that message in a lot of different ways, around a lot of different platforms, and in a lot of different places. Now, Becca, as somebody that comes kind of from a dairy background, once in a while we have a tendency to disconnect that importance of the dairy industry in the beef checkoff efforts. Is that something that you think you are going to channel your energies toward as part of the class?
Yeah, I sure hope so, because, you know, about 20% of the beef industry is made up of meat that we get from the dairy industry. When bulls are born on dairy farms, a lot of people will just be like, yeah, they're useless. But honestly, they're not. They can either go into breeding, which is a small percentage. They can go to veal calves, which is also a fairly small percentage. The majority of them are going to enter our beef industry. So we love that we can take them in as bottle calves. We can kind of take them off the farmers' hands and take them and raise them as feeder cattle. And then we are able to keep some to raise out ourselves. And then the rest of them, we usually just take to a sale barn or sell directly to another farmer as feeder cattle, and then they're able to continue to be raised and eventually enter the beef market.
I think you'll agree with me that Becca is a good, strong voice as part of that inaugural class of the Beef Leadership Institute. Becca Hilby, along with us as our guest from Hazel Green, like we said, someone you'll probably be seeing and hearing plenty more about as she's part of that group with the Beef Leadership Institute, hosted by your Beef Checkoff Dollars and the Wisconsin Beef Council. Want to find out more? They welcome you. Follow the class at beeftips.com. And of course, we also thank our friends from the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association for coming along for the ride. They're happy to sponsor Checkoff Chats and remind you for livestock marketing needs or questions, pop on over to EquityCoop.com. That's Becca Hilby from Hazel Green here on Checkoff Chats.